Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to South Medford High. The gymnasium is filling up as we speak. The Panther Pep Band is in attendance, and more of the crowd filing in right now. A word about our little bit late start, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, these schedules are put out knowing that that's close, and that is the goal. However, this is a doubleheader with the boys' game being first and the girls' game following. The boys' game scheduled for 6 o'clock. There are also two JV games, girls' JV and boys' JV, and the girls' JV was staged here at the main gymnasium and took longer than expected. As a matter of fact, about the last 5 minutes have been taken up by an injury on the floor. It was a Grants Pass girl. I apologize. I don't have her number or name. We will try to rectify that a little bit later on, but certainly in future broadcasts. They tended to her for a long time. She did get up with some help and walked off the court with under her own power. So that's the situation there. The situation here is both teams are back out on the floor right now, taking their warm-ups right now. Grants Pass in their traveling warm-ups with the white jerseys over their blue traveling uniforms. While the Panthers are here in their very unique warm-up pads, the long blue and white stripes from waist to floor. I want to use the phrase clown pants, but I don't mean it in a derogatory manner. But that's the word that pops into my mind. Not in a derogatory manner, but it's certainly eye-catching. Well, that's the scene here. Stay tuned for a word from head coach Joel Jesse after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our bacon cheddar special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's. Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life, flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Time now for word from head coach Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And coach, before the South Eugene game, you said that game was, at that point, the most important game of the year. And I suspect that this one has now taken its place and is the most important game of the year.
100% correct, Chuck. You nailed it right on the head.
All right. With the South Medford Panthers coming in, or you're coming into their lair, what do you take from the South Eugene game?
We know what we need to improve on. You know, our rebounding has been a focus for us during practice. That seems to be the issue. This year it's been rebounding and turning the ball over, but we've been doing a pretty darn good job at not turning the ball over, even in some of the games that we've lost. So, you know, our biggest thing right now is just getting everybody on the same page, making sure they're rebounding the basketball, boxing out. Even if they don't get the ball, we're just really focused on keeping them off the glass. And then, for South Med, we're just trying to keep them not allowing them to get into their transition. If we don't pick up South Medford's transition, that'll be another key to tonight's game. But focusing on ourselves, mainly just the rebounding, is what we really need to take care of this evening.
Now, rebounds will take care of that transition game.
100%. It's two and one for sure.
against the Axe out of South Eugene. You came in and really threw up a blitz in the first minute and a half, 2 minutes. Are we going to see that again, or was that a tactic that you're going to use occasionally?
No, I mean, we're always trying to get out of the gate like that, Chuck, and, you know, we're just... We're our goal is to get up and then put the pressure on them, and you know we're not always a team that comes out and does that. Kingston's starting to get the knack for that and being aggressive and getting downhill, which has helped all the other players a little bit. And so, you know, we'll ask Kingston to do the same thing, get downhill, finish at the rim, and get to the free throw line, and then we'll start seeing Zach putting up some points, JT. Putting up some points, and Jordan Rosetta, and we'll hopefully this evening we'll get Grady McKittrick back on track with a shot, and hopefully all things will be working this evening.
All right, well, we'll hope all things are working. We'll see how they're working for the South Medford Panthers, and we come back right after this from Kelly's Automotive Service.
The 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford is here. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either location, and we'll install new wiper blades valued up to $35. Thank you, Grocery Outlet and Sherm's Food for less. And this week, we have Midland Empire Insurance matching donations up to $500. It was a hard year for a lot of people, but together, we can make a difference. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
The South Eugene team coach was certainly a tall team straight across the board. You were out height most of the game. And I don't have a feel for the South Medford team. They've got one man listed on the roster at 6'8", and I'm not sure he's a factor. What do you know about this team?
Yeah, the 6'8 guy I don't think plays. At least I haven't seen anything in film. You know, they have some returners from last year, Adi, and then they also...
Then they also have
Clevenger, which kind of hurt us a little bit last year. So, you know, where are those guys? They have a new transfer from Myrica that's pretty explosive. He comes off the bench, or at least he has been. I'm surprised that he hadn't been starting. So I'm not sure what they'll do this evening, but, you know, our goal will be to... get downhill and put a lot of pressure on their guards. We feel like we could attack the South Eugene guard. That's what we did. You'll see us do a lot of the same stuff this evening with trying to put a lot of ball pressure on South Medford, and then be tactical when they try to go to the post and stuff like that. So what I know from the team is they run a five-out motion offense, and they try to score in transition. Part of their scoring is, you know, getting a rebound, or if we score, get the ball in and trying to get some easy buckets.
Sounds like a replay of South Eugene.
Yeah, you know, but South Eugene has height. South Eugene has, I think South Eugene has a couple of better skilled players than South Med, but, you know, whenever you play at South Med, it's always a battle, no matter how good or how bad the other team is. You know, we always find a way to compete at a high level against each other, and I don't expect anything different this evening. Understanding that, you know, we're you know, every game for us is super, super important to win. So, you know, you'll see us try to stop their transition and rebound the basketball.
Right. Do they have an Achilles heel you can exploit?
Just like what I said, we feel like if we give them a lot of ball pressure and not allow them to catch and shoot and put the ball on the ground, that will be advantageous for us, is for them to put the ball on the ground. They do have some good shooters, but defensively they're not as good as they have been in the past, even though they're a well-coached team. But, you know, the Achilles heel for us will be our defense, right? And that's what we've preached for the last 4 years.
Several years.
So, you know, that's what we'll be focused on. And, you know, we try to ride whoever's hand's hot. You know, if Tim Hart gets hot, or Jordan gets hot, or Kingston gets hot, we really try to be specific with our touches and with our sets And getting the ball to the guy that we want to. So we just don't allow them to play free all the time. And so that will be kind of our other thing, is we'll slow the game down and get the ball to what we want to. And we feel like if we get the ball in the player's hands that we want to, in the spot that we want to, we also feel like we can take advantage of that.
With all the pressure you're going to put on the ball coming down the court, can you do that for the full game? How's your stamina?
You saw how many guys we played last game. You know, last game, Westenberg really stepped up for us, and he's starting to feel a little bit more comfortable. JT, we call, James Traylor, we call JT. He's getting more and more comfortable as a freshman, and our rotations are a little bit better now, even though we don't have Peyton, which may be a good thing for us. You know, why Peyton's resting and recovering, we don't know when we'll get him back, but it's allowing some other guys to step up, get some minutes, and learn how to play. So that way, you know, if we deeper and deeper as we get into the season, you know, we just want to be able to make sure that we're able to have the stamina to be able to do our press, because that has been a huge tool for us this year. So you won't see us back off of it. Even when we're tired, most likely we'll probably take a timeout. But we have to do that to be successful this year.
All right. Well, Coach, best of luck on your success tonight. All of you, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, lumber, windows, decking. That's where Dell Road meets the Redwood Highway at Farmers Building Supply. Tools, pet supplies, nursery, you Farmers Building Supply. We tip our hats to them. Longtime sponsor here for Caveman Sports on KAJO Radio. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, starting the lineup tonight. And this is not confirmed at all. Lineups are certainly subject to change at the start of the basketball game, but we certainly expect Kingston Connolly wearing number 4 for Grants Pass to start. He's averaging right now a little over 14 points a game through a couple of games that we've done so far. Jordan Rosetta, the sophomore, wearing number 23, averaging 12.5 points per game coming into this one, also gets the start. Certainly, Zach Deshane, working the point, 5'9", junior, wearing number 1 on his jersey and averaging 11 points per game. He's a real pleasure to watch. James Traylor, the freshman who has been starting, we certainly expect to see him in the lineup tonight, although that's not been confirmed. He's averaging almost 5 points a game. And then Tim Hart, the 6-foot senior, with that long shot, averaging 8.5 points a game. But he's got 5 3-pointers through the 2 games that we've aired here on KAJO Radio. So those are the starting lineups that we know of, or that we highly suspect for the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll speculate on what to expect from the South Medford Panthers when we come back right after this from Farmers Building Supply.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back. Now let's speculate a little bit on the South Panthers And as we talked with head coach Joel Jesse, we know very little about this Panther team. They graduated a lot of players, a lot of seniors last year that were the mainstay of a very good basketball team that defeated the Cavemen twice. Things look a little more even right now, but we do have some returners that we certainly expect to start. One of those would be Jed Johnson, wears number 14. He's a 6'5" junior, and the junior this year. Last year as a sophomore, he scored in two games 20 points and hit 2 3-pointers. Pretty good shooter, obviously, 4 or 5 from the free throw line during that stint. Also, we expect to see Cole Adee. That's A-D-E-E is his last name, wears number 3. He is a 6'1" senior, and he had, through two games, 13 points. Four of those coming from beyond the arc. So once again, a good shooter. And that's basically all the information that we have taken from last year's scoring rosters. Once again, when South beat Grants Pass twice, both here and at Heater Newman Gym. However, we do expect there's going to be at least one other name you're going to be hearing a lot, and that is a 6'1" junior wearing number 12, Joy Clevenger. Other than that, they've got a full lineup there. If you've checked their roster on the OSAA website, they have a senior listed at 6'8". He was listed at 6'7" last year, but didn't play. And from all understandings, I don't even think he'll be in the, well, he may be on the bench, but I don't even think he'll be in uniform tonight. And I'm not sure of the status there. But that's the situation that we have here. Courtesy of our good friends at Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned. Keys to tonight's game coming right after this 60-second Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Si Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Time now for the keys to tonight's game, brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, and we'll get as many keys as we can in, but we're almost getting ready to get this one underway. The national anthem coming up momentarily. Players are standing on the court right now, but keys to tonight's game, once again, rebounding for the Grants Pass Cavemen to stifle that fast break of the Panthers, and at the same time, putting a lot of pressure on the basketball and slowing that down. You heard head coach Jesse say, we're going to try and slow it down, particularly on our end. And the Cavemen right now taking a line across the free throw line at the far end of the court. We're in the upper right-hand corner as you come into the gym for tonight's contest with Old Glory just above us here off to the center of the court. There's the buzzer, and we're about ready to get the national anthem as everybody here is coming to their feet. And, well, we deal with that here. It's impossible for us to deal with this in a situation where you can hear everything perfectly. So we'll pause in our coverage. We'll be right back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our Bacon Bacon Cheddar Special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Final strains of the national anthem being performed here at South High School by the Panther Pep Band. Just about ready for a high school basketball game. Promises to be a fun one. The feature game coming up tonight also be a fun one if you're looking for some great girls basketball. The Grants Pass Lady Cavers are here to in the second game coming up tonight. They're ranked 5th in the state, and they're squaring off against the number 3 team in the state and the Lady Panthers. So that's one of the reasons for the flip-flop, I think, of the time. Zach Deshay just being introduced for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Then comes Kingston Connolly. And then, let's see, Jamie's Trailer being introduced. Jordan Rosetta coming in. And finally, that'll be Tim Hart being introduced for the Grants Pass Cavemen. So no surprises for the Grants Pass Cavemen. We're about ready to meet the South Bedford Panthers. Well, let's see what we've got going here. I think we were correct for most what we told you. We'll add in Jake Von Streel. At any rate, number 3 being introduced, that's Cole Adee. Cole Adee, once again, he's a shooter, 6'1 senior. Number 11 being introduced, that's Quentin Ritchie, a 6-foot junior. Also being introduced, number 12, that's Joey Clevenger, we mentioned earlier. He is a 6'1 junior. And then number 14 being introduced, that's Jed Johnson. We mentioned him earlier. Had the big score against Grants Pass 2 games last year. And then the final starter will be Jake Van Strol, a 6'1 junior. So there you have it. We've got the primary participants here as we get this one underway. The Panthers in their huddle getting their spirit up in between the circles as we get close to this. The Cavemen still huddled around their coaching staff getting their final instructions, and we're just about ready to get this one underway. Pretty good crowd on hand for this one, particularly for the early game here. All right, the ball is moving to the center of the court right now. So are the Grants Pass Cavemen. The freshman, Trailer, at 6 foot, has a great vertical leap, and he's jumping center against number 12, Clevenger. Clevenger at 6'1", Trailer listed at 6 foot. And we move the right into the center of the court, ball high in the air. It's controlled by the Panthers into the backcourt quickly to a D. Off quickly, they give it to Ritchie. Ball right-hand side, ball lost out of bounds. Cavemen get it right back. First turnover of the game that quickly. Trailer will make the inbounds play, and it looks like token pressure at the backcourt. Ball comes into Deshane in the backcourt. Squared off one-on-one with Ritchie. Quickly into the forecourt, left front court. Comes back between the circles. Ball comes right-hand side to Hart. Hart head fakes and ball out front quickly to Trailer. Trailer head fakes, left-hand side quickly to Kingston Connolly. Connolly back out on the wing to Hart. Then out front to Deshane and the Cavemen reset. Drive. Shot is up from Deshane. It's up and good. Deshane gets the first 2 of the basketball game. Cavemen up 2-0. Add show that quick start, that full court pressure, man-to-man in the backcourt. Panthers throw over to a D, right-hand side in the corner, kicks it back out quickly to Von Strahl. Back to a D on the wing, then high post man all alone, left alone at the free throw line. Johnson evens the score at 2 apiece right now. Inbounds play in the backcourt, and both teams starting with some backcourt pressure, man-to-man. Ball comes into Deshane. Deshane, little stutter step coming into the forecourt, left-hand side, drives all the way, and a whistle stops the action. I think he was fouled. Foul called on Ritchie, so Ritchie will pick up the first infraction of the basketball game. It'll be Grants Pass ball in, bounce in the end line. Rosetta will make the play. Flips it way out front to Connolly. Connolly spins to the free throw line all the way down. Elevate, shot is up, no good. Rebound, Rosetta spins. Shot is up from here, high off the glass, and another whistle. So the Cavemen attacking the basketball game. At the same time, drawing some fouls from the Panthers here. This on number 14. Johnson, that'll be his first. Jordan Rosetta goes to the free throw line. Pretty good free throw shooter so far this season, right at the 80% mark. Shot is up and rolls around and off. Gets a high five from Traylor and stands right back in. Three bounces, two more, deep breath. One more bounce, he's ready. Shoulder shrug, shot is up. Rims it out. That's unusual to miss two for Rosetta. We're still tied at two here early going. First period. Traylor on a steal at the backcourt. Lays one up off. No good. And a blocking foul called on the Panthers. And Traylor will go to the free throw line. So the Cavemen in control here early, just not on the scoreboard. Foul on Van Strahl. And that'll be the third team foul on the Panthers here early. And Traylor goes to the free throw line. Shot is up. Rims and out. 0-3. That's a new. The Cavemen as a team are shooting, over 80%. One more shot for Traylor. It's up, and this one's good. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Cavemen showing that trap zone, 2-2-1. Quickly, and a whistle stops the action coming across the timeline, and Cavemen get the basketball right back. So the Cavemen forcing the action right now, but not showing up on the scoreboard. Just a one-point lead. It's 3-2. Grant's pass over the Panthers. Inbounds play into the backcourt to DeShane. One man back there just to keep him honest. He loops the ball over right-hand side to Connolly. Drives the free throw line. Lays it up and off. No good. Rebound to Rosetta. Controls the ball. Right back up with it, and it's off. No good. Rebound Panthers. Connolly tries for the steal. Outlet, though, comes to a D, left-hand side. Quickly, the ball goes to Richie. Richie back out to a D, spins and fires. Shot is up and good by number 11, Richie. And Richie gets his first field goal of the basketball game. 4-3 now. Panthers with the one-point lead and the ball in the hands of the Grants Pass Cavemen's point guard. Back out front down left-hand side to Hart. Hart with the basketball. Drives the free throw line. Trapped there. Turns the ball back over to the Panthers. Panthers back on the run to D. Long pass down. Man all alone. Fast break. And number 12, Clevenger, gets two. And it's 6-3. Grants Pass down by 3 points. Ball coming down the floor right now in the hands of DeShane. DeShane forecourt, right front court. Looks at the Cavemen set up. He drives the left-hand side. There's a flood one side of the court. Back out front top of the key to Rosetta for three. Off, no good. Rebound Panthers again. On the drive quickly, it's Clevenger. Ball comes down low, shot is up and good by number 14. That's Johnson. He's got four in the basketball game. And it's 8-3. Grants Pass down by five early here. DeShane, bring the ball down court. Crosses the timeline right front court between the circles. Drives, stops at the free throw line, kicks the ball back out to Hart. Back to DeShane, and DeShane resets the Cavemen. Ball right-hand side on the wing to Hart. Hart looks inside. Ball comes out front to Traylor, left-hand side to Connolly. Down low to Rosetta. Rosetta hard at the glass, and he can't buy one tonight for some reason. Rolls off. Rebound out front to Traylor. Loose basketball comes through the lane. Finally picked up by the Panthers on the fly down the right-hand side. Kicks the ball in the corner, left-hand side. Three-point attempt on the way, and it's good by number 11. That's Richie. 11-3, and Grants Pass needs an answer here, and DeShane looking for it as he brings the ball down, not quite uncontested, but into the forecourt now. Left-hand side to Traylor, still in the left front court, way out front. Drives the right-hand side, has a lane, pulls up short, turns, and fires from 4 feet on the left off. No good, but he'll go to the free throw line. Foul called on 20, Van Strahl. That'll be his second of the night. Fifth team foul on the Panthers, and Connolly goes to the free throw line. Shot is up and good. Connolly's first point comes from the charity stripe. And now Grants Pass, 2 of 4 from the free throw line? One more shot coming for Connolly. D Deep breath. Shot is up. Rims and out.
No good.
Quickly back on the attack. Panthers drive, lays one up again, and once again it's good. This one by Clevenger, and Clevenger has four. Long pass down to Traylor, right-hand side on the break for the Cavemen, and he lays one up and in. And the freshman answers for the Grants Pass Cavemen, and it's 13-6. Panthers back on the attack, right-hand side. Ball out front between the circles, drives, tries to penetrate, pulls up at the free throw line, shot is up, off no good. Rebound chased out of bounds, corner left-hand side, and it's going to be Grants Pass basketball, I believe. Deshane comes over to make the inbounds play, and it gets full court pressure. Deshane on the end line gets the ball into Connolly. Connolly being bothered in the backcourt by a D, drives the length of the floor to the right-hand side, stops on the wing right, keeps the dribble alive, goes in the corner right-hand side. Looks for help there. Surrounded by AD. Finally gets the ball out front quickly to McKittrick. Bounce pass left-hand side in the corner for Hart for three, and it's off. No good. Long rebound into the hands of the Panthers, and they're on the run. Three-on-two break to the right-hand side. Lays one up. That's good again. And the fast break is killing the Cavemen right now. That's 6 points for Clevenger, and the Cavemen find themselves down by 9, 15-6 here. At the free-throw line, let's see, foul called on Deshane that time. So Deshane will pick up the first foul for Grants Pass. At the free throw line, number 12 is Joey Clevenger. He'll have one shot. Pardon me. No. Yes. Shot is up and good. Grants Pass down by 10 here early. Yeah, inbounds play in the backcourt comes to Deshane. Deshane puts the ball on the floor. And is fouled on the way down. And the foul called on number four. That's Landon DeFore. DeFore will pick up his first of the night. Going to the free throw line, Zach Deshane. Shot is up. This one's good. One more shot coming for Zach. And this one is good also. So Deshane gets his fourth point in the basketball game. Two from the charity stripe, and the inbounds play for the Panthers comes in against that zone pressure by the Grants Pass Cavemen full court. A D on the right-hand side, and timeout has been called by the Panthers. A look at the scoreboard with 2:59 to play here in the first period. It's Panthers 16, Grants Pass 8. We'll be back right after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life. Flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Need to tell you tonight's first quarter brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Jay Moser, a longtime sponsor for Caveman Sports here, I think since the beginning, back in the 1900s. 2:59 showing on the clock here in the first period. Grants Pass down by 8 here early. Inbounds play for the Panthers. Goes to a D in the backcourt quickly. Right front court. Gives the ball on the wing. Back out to a D up front. Gives it then high post quickly to number 14, Johnson. Kicks the ball back out to a D out between the circles. Working at Grants Pass zone. Left-hand side quickly to Dufour. Back out front. Right-hand side in the corner. Then down low. And a whistle stops the action before the shot. And it's going to go against... Going to go against the Panthers. Must have been a zone, a lane violation. No foul called. Inbounds play from the backcourt goes to Deshane. Deshane working one-on-one against Landon DeFore. Goes behind the back with the dribble, now into the forecourt. Still moving with the basketball. Cuts to the right-hand side. Flips the ball left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor drives, penetrates, gets up in the air, and they're bad collision here. We've got a man on the floor and a foul called. The man on the floor is one of the Panthers, and he is not getting up right now. Well, you hate to see that. I think they're going to call a foul on. I think on DeShane. The man on the floor is Clevenger. So DeShane, Clevenger up and moving now. So DeShane will get his. Well, the scoreboard's showing one. If they got that one, that would be his second. Oh, it's going the other way as Rosetta goes to the free throw line. Shot is up and good. He'll have one more. Rosetta's shot in the air. This one's good. So he's now 2-4. That's a little more like his shooting. Inbounds play comes quickly from a D back to DeFour, back to a D all the way. Lays one up. That is just off. No good. Rebound slapped away. Going to be Grants Pass basketball. 2:14 on the clock here in the first period. Now a 6-point game, 16-10. Grants Pass down by six against full court pressure. Law far side of the court. Get the ball into Rosetta from DeShane. Rosetta puts the ball on the floor himself, working against number 30. That's Levi Pacheco into the forecourt. Rosetta protects the basketball, gets it over to DeShane. Free throw line. He elevates. Shot is up and good. And DeShane's working hard tonight. He's got six in the basketball game, and it's a 4-point game, 16-12. In the backcourt, Richie with the basketball goes right hand side. Ball slapped away out of bounds by Traylor. So number one, I believe that's Tanaki, T-A-N-N-A-C-I. Going to bring the ball inbounds. Gets it in quickly to Richie. Richie puts the ball on the floor between the circles now. Right at the top of the key. Flips the ball left-hand side again to Tanaki. Back out front to Richie. To Tanaki, left-hand side. In the corner, left-hand side. DeFour from the corner for three, and it's up and... No, it's just good for two. In the backcourt. DeShane brings it down, goes left-hand side to Hart. Hart from about 25 feet out, off, no good. Rebound chased down in the corner again by DeFour. And still trying to see who's going to get the ball. Okay, it's going to be South Panthers going to get the ball. DeFour will make the inbounds play. He's got a D there right in front of him. Now the Caveman defense comes on, and we see Weston Berg on the floor for Grants Pass along with Traylor, Hart, DeShane, and Rosetta. Driving down the left-hand side. Whistle stops the action. A travel call on the Panthers. It's got to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sidelines. I believe just in front of the scorer's table, and a timeout has been called by the Caveman. A look at the scoreboard. Grants Pass trails by 6, 18-12. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
The 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford is here. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either location, and we'll install new wiper blades valued up to $35. Thank you, Grocery Outlet and Sherm's Food for less. And this week, we have Midland Empire Insurance, matching donations up to $500. It was a hard year for a lot of people, but together, we can make a difference. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Panthers break their huddle and are headed back out to the floor. Caveman still huddled around head coach Joel Jesse, and here they come now. And he sends out Berg, Hart, Traylor, Rosetta, and DeShane. Going to be Caveman ball, and play is resumed, coming in from just at the close end of the scorer's table. Into the backcourt from Traylor to DeShane. DeShane across the timeline quickly. Between the circles comes right-hand side. Finds Hart corner right-hand side. No shot there. He's surrounded by Tanaki. Double team now down low. Flips the ball out right-hand side to Traylor on the wing. Bullet pass down low to DeShane, who elevates. It is called for the travel, trying to get up in the air. He was all alone underneath it at 5'9". He was surrounded by Timbers. Lead pass comes into a D on the fly down the right-hand side all the way. Drops the ball in the corner right-hand side. Three-point attempt on the way. No good. Tanaki with their rebound back out front, top of the key. Shot is up, no good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta for Grant's pass. And a tangle of the between Deshane and Tanaki, I believe. And the official's going to talk this one over. Deshane was protesting his innocence. And I'm not sure how that tangle happened, but we're having a conference right now between all three officials tonight. 37 seconds left here in the first period. Caveman once again down by 6, 18-12. And the I'm not sure of the call yet. Deshane's going to the free throw line on the personal foul. And the foul called on Tanaki. That'll be at least his second. Shot is up and good for Deshane. So that's his seventh point of the Cavemen's 13 so far. And the shot is up again and good. 4-for-4 from the charity stripe for Deshane here in the first quarter. He's the leading scorer for Grant's Pass with 8. And I think for the game, only Clevenger for the Panthers has anything close to that. He's got 7. So McKittrick in for the Cavemen now gets the ball inbounds in the backcourt to Connolly. Connolly forecourt, left front. Has the ball slapped away, retrieves it though quickly. And the whistle stopped the act. I think they called it a turnover, but the ball was slapped away. At any rate, inbounds play from the sidelines for the Panthers. Ball goes into the backcourt quickly to Richie. Richie puts the ball on the floor. Berg picks him up right at the timeline. Slides off the left-hand side, looks down below. Comes back across the right-hand side. In the corner, right-hand side for the Panthers. Back out front quickly to Von Strahl. Bullet pass down low. Back out front, cross-court left-hand side. Ball in the hands of, once again, of number 11, Richie. Richie gives the ball off. Back up top of the key now to a D. He elevates for 3-point. At the buzzer, it's off. No good. At the end of the first period of play, it's the Panthers 18, Grants Pass 14. We'll be back with the second period right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back. Second quarter is going to be brought to you by our good friends at Diamond Home Improvement right at the top of 7th Street, folks. Listen, whatever you're looking for, you want a carpet for your home? Diamond Home Improvement. You need lumber to repair the backyard fence? Diamond Home Improvement. You need tools to do all those things with? Diamond Home Improvement. You want to put some nice plants in? Diamond Home Improvement right at the top of 7th Street, folks. All right, play resumes. It's going to be, I think, Grants Pass bringing the ball inbounds in the alternate possession rule. Deshane comes over to make the play. The Cavemen send out Deshane, Connolly, Traylor, McKittrick, and Rosetta. Deshane in the backcourt comes across the timeline, drives off to the right-hand side. Oh, finds a lane, went all the way. Shot was blocked, though. Picked up by number 20, Van Strahl. Leads pass out left-hand side to DeFur. Kicks the ball out on the wing to Traylor for Grant's Pass. 3-on-3 break. Traylor through traffic on the right-hand side. Has the ball slapped away. Diving for it is Rosetta. Controls it. Goes down low to Traylor. Right-hand side then to McKittrick. Rattles it in and out for 3. It wouldn't go. Had a foul called underneath. This one's going against Grant's Pass. against Rosetta. So Rosetta will pick up his first foul of the night. 7:28 to play, second period, 18-14 the score. Grants Pass down by four. Inbounds play, Caveman still showing that zone press. A D flies through it, goes right-hand side into the corner quickly. Ball goes to Pacheco in the corner, back left-hand side. Shot is up and good for DeFour. He's got five in the basketball game. DeShane on the drive, left-hand side. Stops top of the key, kicks the ball left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor holds the ball, goes down low corner, right-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta tries to back in, attack along the baseline. Surrounded there, has the ball slapped away, and he'll go to the free throw line again. I believe foul called on Pacheco this time. Those two both pretty good size. No. Foul on a D. I have that as his first. Inbounds play from the end line. Goes out front to... Cottley down low to Rosetta, puts his first field goal up, and it's 21-16. Grants Pass down by five. A D in the backcourt almost travels, flies by the timeline, drives all the way down, finds a lane, lays one up that rolls off, no good. Rebound cleared by McKittrick for Grants Pass off to Cottley. Cottley down the right-hand side. Stops out front, goes left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane looks down low, waiting for something to happen. Still with a ball on his hip, left-hand side, directing traffic. Goes left-hand side to McKittrick on the wing. Back out front now to Traylor. Right-hand side on the wing to Conley. Down low to Rosetta. Rosetta pumps once, fades away, four-footer right-hand side, and Rosetta gets his second field goal, and suddenly he's got 6 points, and it's a three-point game, 21-18. Again, that 2-2-1 zone. Lead pass up as the Panthers fly right through it. Ball out front quickly to Richie. Richie down low, kicks the ball to a man breaking down from the top of the key. It's up and good for Van Straal, his first field goal of the night. 23-18, 5:50 to play. Conley comes across the timeline on the attack for Grants Pass, wearing their traveling blues tonight. Goes up, tries to get inside all the way, and is rolled off the hip of number 20, Van Straal. He'll pick up his third of the basketball game already with 5:40 to play here in the contest. Going to the free throw line, Kingston Conley. About an 85% free throw shooter through what games we've been able to ascertain. Shot is up and good. He's now 2 for 3 tonight. Just 2 points so far in the basketball game. Traylor gets a little breather. Hart is back in, and Hart and Hart and Berg both in on the floor right now. So it's DeShane, Berg, Hart, Conley, and Rosetta. Shot is up and good for Conley. So he's got three in tonight's contest, and it's a three-point game, 23-20. Lead pass up quickly to a D. Left-hand big check that. That's Tanaki. Back to Tanaki, left-hand side. The ball down low on the baseline. Loose basketball slapped away, picked up by Rosetta. Three-on-two break. Rosetta to the right-hand side. All the way, lays one up. That is good, and he'll go to the free-throw line. After a blocking foul called on, let's see, number 11, that's Richie. So Richie will pick up his second of the basketball game. And they're cleaning up the floor right now as Rosetta takes his place at the free throw line. Very deliberate on the free throw line. He is a thinking athlete. I think he goes through about everything. You can almost see the gears turning. There's the three dribbles. Two more dribbles. Deep, deep end. Shoulder shrug. There it is. Shot is up. And good. He's now 3 of 5 from the free throw line with 9 points here in the first half. And we're tied at 23. Lead pass comes up to Tanaki, right-hand side. Back over to a D, corner on the wing, right-hand side. Left-hand side to Tanaki. Tries to attack along the baseline. Shovels the ball back in to Pacheco. Off, no good. Tip up, no good. And the Caveman come down with a rebound. Hart with it this time. Gives it off to Rosetta. Hands it back to DeShane. And Zach brings the ball down the floor. Crosses the top of the key. Left-hand side on the wing then to Conley. Conley gets in the paint, takes the ball back left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta looks down low, He tries to attack in the paint. Pulls up. Shot is up and off. No good. Gets the own rebound back. Puts it back up and in. And Rosetta's really asserting himself here in the second period. Right now he's got 9 points, 11 in the game. Ball right-hand side on the attack by the Panthers. It's up and off. No good. Board cleared by Tanaki. Kicks the ball out front. Back left-hand side to Adeed. To the Tanaki corner in the corner. Back inside from the free throw line. Shot is up. Rims it out. No good. And Hart rebounds it for Grant's Pass. Drops the ball back up to DeShane. Incidentally, Grant's Pass is ahead by two now as DeShane brings the ball down to the timeline. Crosses the timeline. It fakes. Comes to the right-hand side to Hart. Hart open, didn't take the shot, out front to Berg, left-hand side to Conley. Head fakes, gets the free throw line, and they called a player control foul, I believe. Well, I didn't see any contact even when he started, but he's been called for the player control foul. Doesn't mean it didn't happen just because I didn't see it. 4:10 on the clock, 25-23, Grants Pass up by two, but the Panthers have the basketball in the hands quickly of Richie. Richie goes right-hand side to a D. Back out front to Richie. Top of the key. Tries to penetrate. Left-hand side to Tanaki for three. And he buries it. I have that as his first field goal. And it's 26-25. Grant's Pass down by one. Conley, left front court with a basketball. Cuts back right-hand side. Flips the ball over to Hart. Hart out front. Right front court. Looks for help. Full court man-to-man pressure now by the Panthers. Ball out front to DeShane. Rosetta comes back out to help. Dives. Drives the free throw line. Left-hand side. Tries to back down. Loose basketball. Out front. Picked up by Adi. Adi going all the way. Will lay it up and off. No good. Are we going to call DeShane for a foul? I think so. Pardon me. No, that's Berg. That's far into the floor. It is called on Berg. So Berg will pick up his first foul of the night. Going to the free throw line, number three is Cole Adee. His first trip there. Shot is up and good. Nothing but net. No surprise there. He's certainly a shooter. Rosetta gets a little breather on the floor for Grants Pass. And McKittrick comes in. We've got Hart, DeShane, Connolly, and Traylor. One more shot coming for Adee. It's up and rims it out. No good. Rebound being fought for, and McKittrick comes down with it. Drops the ball right back to DeShane, and pressure falls back. He gets half the court free this time. Comes up at the timeline. Facing off with a D, eyeball to eyeball, nose to nose. Slides the left-hand side. Gives the ball up quickly to Conley. Left-hand side on the wing. Conley head fakes. Drives to the baseline. Puts one up as he goes by. Off. No good. Floated one by. Picked up by Richie. Richie drives the ball down the right-hand side. Hands the ball off quickly to Johnson. And I think a travel call. Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sidelines in the backcourt. Traylor comes over to make the play. Got DeShane almost uncontested, although there is token pressure in the backcourt by Richie. Into the forecourt quickly. Ball goes left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor. Little head fake goes quarter left-hand side to Berg. Berg looks for help. Feeds it to the post. That's DeShane. And ball was deflected, I believe, by Tanaki out of bounds. T-A-N-N-A-C-I. Isaac, 6'3", senior. He's a player. Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sidelines now. Flips it way into the backcourt to DeShane. A safe inbounds play comes across the timeline as the Cavemen put up a line across the free throw line. They break out of that. Breaking out front is McKittrick. McKittrick drives, goes up to the shot. That is blocked by Tanaki. Picked up by Traylor. Back left-hand side to DeShane for three. Rattled in and out off the backboard. Wouldn't go. Board taken down by Pacheco. And they're going to call McKittrick for a foul. That was a jump ball if I ever saw it, but that's the call. So McKittrick will pick up his first infraction of the night. Tanaki in the backcourt once again against that zone pressure by the Cavemen. Ball comes back right-hand side to DeFour. Long pass down the floor quickly to Richie. Back out front to DeFour. To Tanaki, quarter right-hand side. DeFour in the quarter elevates from 16 feet. Off no good. Gets his own rebound back at the free throw line. Kicks it out front, right-hand side. Down low on the baseline again. Puts one up. That is good. This time Johnson. Johnson picks up his third field goal. Full court pressure. Gets ball, comes into DeShane in the backcourt. The pressure falls back. So DeShane saunters down into the left front court. Left-hand side then to Connolly. Connolly back out front to McKittrick. Left-hand side then to Hart, and a whistle away from the action. And evidently the lane violation. Turns the ball back over to the Panthers. It's 29-25. Grants Pass down by four. So Tanaki gets the ball back into Adee. Adee slides down. Gabe enjoying that zone defense, that 2-3 zone. Bounce pass right-hand side to Dupour. Back out to Adee. Left-hand side to Tanaki. Flips it right-hand side to Dupour. Dupour steps out. Cross-court pass to nobody. It'll be Grants Pass basketball. One of those no-look passes that no one was looking for. 1:25 left here in the first half. Once again, it's a four-point game. 29-25. Inbounds play comes to first Hart, then to DeShane. DeShane slides down and comes up the timeline now. Crosses into the forecourt. Still moving with the basketball. Flips the ball left-hand side quickly to Rosetta on the wing. Rosetta tries to back in on Pacheco. Spins, trying to move the big man around. Kicks the ball back out front to McKittrick. McKittrick penetrates. Shot is up. Off. No good. Too much push on it. Long pass down the floor, right-hand side. Adee controls it. Shoots from 10 foot on the right-hand side. No good. Rebound to DeShane for Grants Pass. DeShane comes back on the fly. Turns on the afterburners. Goes behind the back. Top of the key. Three-pointer on the way. It's off. No good. Long rebound into the hands of Tanaki. Brings the ball back down himself. Lead pass right-hand side to Adee on the wing. Back out front to Tanaki. Back high post in quickly to number 14. That's Johnson. Ball turned over to the Grants Pass caveman. Rosetta bringing it down the left-hand side. Almost uncontested into the forecourt now. 22 seconds. Caveman will try to make something happen. McKittrick comes up front, right front court. With the basketball, looks for help. DeShane comes up, 14 seconds on the clock. DeShane holds the ball. 11 seconds, 9 seconds, time to make something happen. Gets a pick from the Rosetta picks up the basketball. 2 seconds, 3 seconds, drives, elevate, shot is up, off at the buzzer. It didn't count, but at the end of the first half, it's still the Panthers leading by four, 29-25. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here. Grants Pass trails at the end of the first half by four to the South Medford Panthers here at South Medford. Game still up for grabs, though. Grants Pass trailed by four at the end of the first period, 18-14. Each team scored 11 points in the second half to make it 29-25. Once again, Grants Pass down by four. Grants Pass scoring came on seven field goals, no three-pointers. Grants Pass 11 of 16 from the free throw line, and were whistled for five fouls compared to 10 fouls for the Panthers. Panthers scoring came on 12 field goals, 3 3-pointers. They were 2 for 3 from the free throw line. At 66%, Grants Pass's percentage was 73. Turnovers, Grants Pass had 7 turnovers in the first half compared to 9 for the Panthers. Grants Pass was out-rebounded, but not by much. 11-15 was that stat, and we'll keep an eye on that one throughout the night. We'll run down some individual numbers when we come back right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our bacon cheddar special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Welcome back, everyone. Individual numbers, first of all, for the South Medford Panthers as a starting role. Jed Johnson, wearing number 14, has 6 points on 3 field goals and a single foul. Cole Adee has 1 point on 1 of 2 shooting and a single foul. Isaac Tanaki, coming off the bench, a 6'3 senior, 1 3-point field goal, has 2 fouls whistled against him. Landon DeFerp has a field goal and a 3-pointer, 5 points, and a single foul. Quentin Ritchie, in a starting role, has 5 points on a 2 and a 3 and 2 fouls. Jeff Clevenger, Joey Clevenger, 3 field goals, 1 for 1 at the free throw line, all in the first period. He had 7 points and no fouls. And Jake Von Strahl, 1 2-point field goal and 3 fouls. Now, a word about Clevenger. I think he was the player who went down early, and we've not seen him return. We hope everything is all right, but sometimes he'll just rest a player like that to make sure everything is all right, not taking any chances. So what that brings us to is the halftime score, and it's still the Panthers by 4, 29-25. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life, flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
The 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford is here. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either location, and we'll install new wiper blades valued up to $35. Thank you, Grocery Outlet and Sherm's Food for Less. And this week, we have Midland Empire Insurance, matching donations up to $500. It was a hard year for a lot of people, but together, we can make a difference. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Grants Pass, once again, trailing by 4 points here with about 4 minutes left of the halftime. But the Cavemen have rebounded pretty well, but they need to get some more. Cavemen can't get a roll on the basket tonight. Jordan Rosetta has an opportunity here to really put some points up, and I think he knew that coming in. He's not doesn't have a good matchup down low where he should be able to shine, and he's had several roll off. In spite of that, he's still the Grants Pass leading scorer right now with 9 points. If half of his shots had come down, he'd have about 18. So watch for Rosetta to really focus in. Grady McKittrick trying to get his shot underway. He was thought to be one of the best shooters on the team, and right now no points for Grady McKittrick, and he's been struggling offensively the last two or three games for Grants Pass. James Traylor, no points in the first half, missed a free throw. That's just uncharacteristic for Grants Pass. Zach Deshane, solid performance with 8 points in the first half. So the Cavemen rebounding, turnovers. They've got to slow down that break if they possibly can, because that 2-2-1 zone doesn't seem to be slowing the Panthers down at all. They're ready for it. They've got a deep flying through it and looking for that one man down the court who always seems to be there and open. So that's where the Panthers have gotten a lot of their points. And if you can close that up a little bit, the Grants Pass Cavemen right back into it. Not out of it by any stretch of the imagination. This game still up grabs. 2:38 to play, or 2:38 left here at halftime. And we'll take a little pause. We'll be right back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Other conference action going around in the Southwest Conference tonight. Only one other game. North Medford is at Roseburg tonight. No word on that. There was a game last night between the South Eugene X and the Willamette Wolverines. The South Eugene came out on top. Not a surprise. The score was a surprise. Only a two-point win there. So there looks to be a great deal of parity so far in the Southwest Conference. We'll see the Panthers have one loss so far in their conference schedule. They lost last Tuesday to Sheldon by 3, 57-54. So who's going to take control of this conference? Well, we'll have to wait and see as things begin to sort out. Well, that's where we stand right now. 45 seconds to the second half getting underway. We'll pause 30 seconds. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here on KAJO Radio. This is KAJO 99 Grants Pass. KAJO Grants Pass. That's legal. 99.7 on the FM band, 1270 on the AM, and streamed live all around the world on KAJO.com. Cavemen back on the floor right now. Deshane, Hart, Rosetta, Traylor, and Connolly. Starting five, right back on the floor for Grants Pass. Play is resumed on the alternate possession rule. It will be Panthers ball inbound. The D will make the play. And he's got in the backcourt, I believe, Richie with him. Ball comes into Richie. Back to a D quickly. Then on the wing, left-hand side to Tanaki. Tanaki, little head fake. Flips the ball right-hand side to Richie. Down low, turnaround jumper is just off. No good. The tip up, though, is good by Tanaki. And that's his fifth point in the basketball game. Quickly inbounds from Deshane to Connolly over to Traylor into the forecourt. That quickly, right front court. For Grants Pass, Traylor keeps the dribble alive. Goes left-hand side to Rosetta. Back to Connolly on the wing left. Back out front to Deshane. Deshane will readjust. Goes back between the circles. Head fakes, bounce pass, high post to Rosetta. Bullet pass down low to Connolly. It's up and good, and Connolly gets his first field goal of the night, and it's 31-27. Line down the left-hand side. Lead pass up to Tanaki for the Panthers. On the wing left. Cross-court pass to a D for three from the wing, and it rattles in and out, won't go. Rebound taken down by Rosetta with a vengeance. Gives it right back to DeShane. DeShane flying down the right-hand side, kicks the ball back out front to Connolly, left front court. Connolly puts the ball on the floor himself, comes over between the circles, then reverses direction, back left-hand side to Hart on the wing. Hart drives top of the key to the free throw line, flips it up front to DeShane. DeShane again directing traffic for Grant's pass, looks left and right. Bullet pass down low to Rosetta on the wing. Two steps down to the baseline, spins, kicks the ball up, and they're going to call him for a travel. He drugged that pivot foot just a little bit. They're calling it very close, and Rosetta's shaking his head no as he walks down the floor. 31-27, 6:39 to play here in the third. Again, that's a zone press in the backcourt. They throw over it quickly to Tanaki down low. Right-hand side quickly to number 14. That's Johnson. Johnson goes up and scores. He's got eight in the basketball game, and it's 33-27. DeShane in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline. Goes right-hand side to Connolly. Corner right then to Traylor. Still in the corner looking for a breaker. A cutter. I can't find anybody. Ball flipped up front, though. Returned by Rosetta. Rosetta, top of the key. He'll shoot from there and hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Basketball being contested on the floor. Finally rolls free. Picked up by the Panthers on the fly. Right-hand side shot is up. Off. No good. High for the rebound as Traylor flies down the right-hand side himself. 3-on-2 break for the Caveman. Traylor gets it all the way. Up off glass. Won't go. Tip up. No, won't go. Richie with the rebound for the Panthers. And we'll run the other way. Right-hand side, they give the ball up to number 14. That's Johnson, and he scores. He's in double figures with 10. And it's 35-27. Timeout has been called by the Cavemen. 5:40 to play here in the third period. It's 35-27. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
5:40 to play, 35-27. Grants Pass on the short end of that score right now after the fast break has not been slowed down at all by the Caveman defense. Play is resumed. I believe it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. It is. DeShane comes over to make the inbounds play. He's got Conley in the backcourt with him and Hart in the backcourt with him and Traylor in the backcourt with him. Ball comes into Hart, then quickly back to DeShane, and all of that pressure falls back. DeShane into the forecourt, between the circles now, facing man-to-man pressure. Ball goes right-hand side to Hart. Hart, bounce pass out front to Traylor, left-hand side quickly to Connolly, then down low to Rosetta. Fakes one way, spins twice, little hook shot rolls up, and it's good. And Rosetta gets his 13th point in the basketball game. Down the right-hand side, Richie with the basketball, lead pass to Tanaki, back to Richie, lays one up and in on the give and go. So Richie gets that one back. He's got 7 points in the basketball game. Rosetta bringing it, pardon me, DeShane bringing the ball back for Grant's pass. Goes right to the top of the key against what looks like a zone defense. Now ball left-hand side to Hart, corner left. Grant's pass out on the wing, deflected into the backcourt by the Panthers, picked up. Man goes to the right-hand side, but he's surrounded by Traylor. Drops the ball back to a D who fires from 15. It's off, no good. Long rebound out to the timeline. Quickly retrieved by a D back left-hand side. Left all alone for a three, off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Connolly. Connolly brings back the basketball in, contested. Cuts the left-hand side. Hands the ball off to DeShane. DeShane, little head fake. Stripped to the basketball by Richie. Brings it back himself all the way. Gets the man up in the air and draws the foul from Traylor. So Traylor will pick up the infraction. His first of the night. And going to the free throw line, number 11, Quentin Richie. I believe this is his first trip there. Has a three and two twos, 7 points, and an opportunity to add to it right here. Shot is up and good. McKittrick comes in. Hart sits down for Grant's pass. Second shot is up, and it's good too. 9 points for Richie. Trailer will make the inbounds play. Subs coming in from both sides right now. Actually, the Cavemen are static right now in terms of subs. DeShane saunters down the floor. Basketball in hand. Crosses the timeline. Working against DeFour. Drives the right-hand side. Has a lane. Bounce pass down low to Rosetta. Puts one up. That is good. That looked good. It is good. So Rosetta goes to the free throw line. The foul was called on once again Tadaki. I have that as his third. That's correct. And Rosetta stands in at the free throw line for another shot. Shot is up and good. Now 4 of 6 from the free throw line with 16 points tonight. Hadi brings the ball down out front. Slows the action down. Now ball comes left-hand side to defer. Way outside on the wing. Left. Bounce pass out front. Defer drives, and I think they're going to call DeShane for a foul. That's the call. So Zach tried to reach in for the steal. That'll be his second. Tadaki sits down. Richie's back in for the South Panthers. Defer will make the inbounds play from the sidelines, just down from the timeline. They'll toss it into the backcourt. Richie will retrieve it there. Crosses the timeline. McKittrick picks him up there. Ball comes right-hand side quickly to Von Strahl. Von Strahl looks for a man on a cut. Can't find anybody. Tries to drive to the right-hand side. Hands the ball off quickly to Johnson. Johnson gets the ball down low. Loose basketball. There's a drive picked up by DeShane. DeShane through traffic. Finds a lane to get the ball stuck behind him, and they're going to call him for the travel. I don't know if he tried to go behind the back and got hung up in traffic, and the ball just kind of hung on his hip as he was still trotting along there. Turns the ball back over to the Panthers. But no fast break this time as Richie brings the ball down out front, top of the key. Bounce pass left-hand side quickly to Defer. Defer out to a D, right-hand side to Richie. Richie looks down low, bounce pass down low to Defer. Defer quickly. Ball shot is up and off. No good. Rebound controlled by Connolly for Grants Pass. Connolly slides down the right-hand side looking for some offense for Grants Pass. Comes to the left-hand side. Head coach Jesse up on his feet doing some coaching from the sidelines right now. Man-to-man pressure by the Panthers. Connolly right-hand side gets the ball out front to Rosetta. Hands the ball to DeShane, top of the key. A little shake and bake. Can't penetrate there. Flips the ball down low left-hand side to Rosetta. Spins, gets into the paint right-hand side, flips one up, that is good, and Rosetta's been able to score. 18 points for Rosetta tonight. Ball comes down right-hand side quickly in the hands of Richie. Then he backs away from the Grants Pass defense as McKittrick comes after him. Goes right-hand side to Adi. Adi out front quickly to Von Strahl. Von Strahl back right-hand side to Johnson for three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound, smallest man on the floor. DeShane, a lead pass out to Rosetta. Out in front of everybody, gets in the paint. Puts one up, and what'd he call? They called him for a foul, and I can't believe it. Neither can Rosetta. That's the second on Rosetta. Nobody's in foul trouble yet. Strange calls. They're a lot closer than we are, but strange calls. Head of the forecourt quickly comes Richie. Richie slides left-hand side to Defer. Defer out front to Johnson. Johnson working against Rosetta. Rosetta says, come on back, Johnson. And gives the ball up to Adi. Adi in the paint. Gets one up. Won't go. Rebound pulled down this time by Rosetta. Controls it with a vengeance again. Gets the ball out to DeShane. DeShane into the forecourt quickly. Left-hand side to Connolly in the corner. Out high post to Rosetta. Rosetta from the free throw line. Shoots off. No good. Long rebound controlled by Adi. On the fast break, they push the ball down the floor again. All the way. Lost the ball going up, and it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. And Rosetta helps Adi come back up. 1:36 on the clock. The officials are talking about something right now. Don't know what they haven't talked. They changed the call, and it's going to go back to the Panthers. So Panthers ball inbounds to the end line. They're into the floor. And Richie will make the inbounds play. Goes left-hand side in the corner. Shot for three. Rattles it in and out. Won't go. Rebound put back up and in by Johnson. Johnson now has 12 in the basketball game. And it's 41-34. 7-point lead for the Panthers here with a minute 24 left to play in the third period. Deshane, forecourt, right front court. Still moving with the basketball. Drives right-hand side. Slides down to the left-hand side on the wing. Flips it right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick head fakes. Can't get a shot up. Looks for help. Finds a ball to Deshane. Deshane again tries to penetrate free throw line. Back to McKittrick, right-hand side. McKittrick drives, gets in the paint. Kind of hook shots up. And McKittrick gets his first field goal of the night. There's two. Last minute of play in the third period here. It's 41-34. Far into the side. And Adi lays one up. And that's his first field goal tonight. He's got 3 points in the contest. 44-36. 47 seconds left here in the third. Deshane down the left-hand side. Rosetta posted high, then drops down low. Ball goes left-hand side in the corner to Hart. Stolen away on the drive all the way. Laying up and in is number 20, Von Strahl. That's his second field goal. He's got four, and the clock has stopped. Timeout, I believe. Do we have a timeout? No, we don't. And the official's going to talk about this one also. Well, I appreciate their efforts to get everything right. All three are there. On the road next Friday night, folks. Next Friday night. We're headed to Sheldon. And another technical. So Deshane goes to the free throw line again. Shot is up. Off, no good. So he's 4 of 5 tonight. One more shot coming. Shot is up, and this one's good. 5 of 6. It's got 9 points. Now the Cavemen should have the basketball. And Deshane comes over to make the inbounds play. Conley standing right on the timeline. Cuts down low, then into the backcourt. The ball comes into the backcourt to Conley. Drives across the timeline, left front court. Back right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick way out right front court. Left-hand side to Deshane. Deshane looks down low as the Cavemen reset. McKittrick drops down low. Hart corner right-hand side. Trailer in the left-hand corner. Conley out front with Deshane. Drives a little shake and bake going on. And drive Deshane. Free throw line elevate. Shot is up and buries it. So Deshane gets his 6th field goal, and he's got 11 points in the contest tonight. At the buzzer, a long shot up by the Panthers, just off no good. At the end of 3, it's 45-39, Panthers lead. We'll be back with the 4th period right after this 1-minute Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back. Fourth period brought to you by our good friends at Abby's Pizza. Give them a call. Stop by. 476-2133. Call them, tell them you want that special. And the special this month is that bacon, bacon, and cheese. And it's filled with bacon and Canadian bacon and your favorite bacon and cheddar cheese. And it'll get the big one. Get the big one, folks. It is good. It'll feed a lot of people. We appreciate Abby's participation in Caveman Sports. Play is resumed in the fourth period. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the half court mark to start the play. McKittrick into Deshane in the backcourt with Rosetta Hart and Traylor on the floor for Grants Pass. DeShane crosses the timeline out front, shaking and baking right now, driving to the right-hand side, gets a pick. Elevates 15-footer right-hand side, just rolls off, no good. Rebound being contested and finally taken down by the Panthers. Long pass out to Tanaka. List put it up and in. His third field goal of the night, diving down the right-hand side trailer for Grants Pass. Goes in the corner to Rosetta, down low to DeShane, or to McKittrick. Couldn't get the layup up, and quickly pushing it down. The Panthers really have that fast break dialed in. Ball left-hand side to Adi. Left-hand side then to Richie. Back out to Tanaka. Back to Richie. Richie on the wing, left-hand side. Looks inside. Comes right-hand side quickly to Adi. Adi tries to drive the baseline, but going right with him. Shot is up off. No good. It was DeShane going right with him. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. And Jordan heads down the floor himself. Comes across the timeline. Right front court. Gives the ball up to DeShane. Between the circles. DeShane goes right-hand side then to Hart. Way outside. Bounce pass out front. Off the hands of Taylor. Picked up by Adi. Adi goes the length of the floor. Lays one up. Off. No good. Rebound taken down by McKittrick. He'll put the ball on the floor himself, then hands it off to DeShane. Heads down the floor. Into the forecourt quickly. DeShane on the attack, and the Grants Pass came in need to attack now. Ball rolled out front. I'm not sure where that pass was intended, but it's picked up by D, and he missed the layup. It was too easy. Nobody close to him, but Rosetta's there to corral it and give the ball right back to DeShane. See if we can't reload. That was a timeout taken. Yeah, I would call for a timeout, too, Coach. A look at the scoreboard, 6:15 to play. Well, they refocused the Grants Pass game, and it's 47-39. We'll be back after this one-minute Cape Fenton timeout.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Should get back to action here momentarily. Neither team coming out very quickly. Now the Panthers are out. Here come the Cavemen. 6:15 to play in the contest. It's 47-39. Grants Pass trails by 8. The play is resumed. I think it's going to be Grants Pass ball. It will be from the sidelines there into the floor. DeShane over to make the inbounds play. He's got Conley with him on the floor, along with Hart, Rosetta, and Traylor. And into the backcourt. Conley breaks back there. Brings the ball back down after getting the ball in from Rosetta, or from DeShane to Rosetta. Back to Conley, left front court. Slides down the left-hand side to DeShane. Corner left-hand side. Lobs it down low on the baseline to Rosetta. And whistle stops the action just as soon as Rosetta touches the ball. I'm not sure what caused that. It's still Grants Pass basketball. Foul was called on Pacheco, evidently. Little pushing foul underneath. Ball comes into Rosetta. Pardon. And this time they call Rosetta, I think, for a foul. That's the call. That'll be his third. 5:59 to play. 47-39. Score hasn't changed yet since we came back from that break. Adi in the backcourt gives the ball up quickly to Richie. Richie into the forecourt. Out between the circles now. Slides the right-hand side. Gets the ball to Johnson. Johnson on the wing. Right-hand side. Back left-hand side to Delaki. Delaki drives left-hand side. Spins into the paint. Fades away. 8-footer. It's up and good. He's got 9 in the basketball game. 10-point game now. 49-39. DeShane into the forecourt for Grants Pass. Left side. Looking for a break. Tries to drive, gets down the right-hand side, spins, fades away off the back of the iron and drops through. So DeShane finds two. He's got 13 in the basketball game. Drake Johnson has the basketball for the Panthers. Out front quickly to Tadaki. Tadaki head fakes, drives, elevates him 15 feet, and this one rolls off. No good. Rosetta for the rebound. A quick outlet comes to DeShane. DeShane has a lane, goes right into the paint. A little hook shot up. A little short. Tadaki rebounds. Gets the ball back out to Johnson, and I think we've got trailer call for a foul. Defensively, let's see. And a technical. This time we saw the T. And the officials have to talk all of these over, evidently, as they're gathering again. I think this one's going against Traylor, and I didn't see any reason for it. Maybe a foul, but we're still trying to sort it all out. No PA announcement yet. But I did see the T come up, and they're talking with head coach Joel Jesse. Shot is up and good by Tanaki. And one more. It's up and good. So he finds two at the charity stripe. Panthers will get the ball back. They never did put the foul up on the board. So, it's going to be Panthers ball inbounds from the sidelines. Ball goes in the backcourt to Richie. Richie comes right back. Hart picks him up, drives by Hart all the way down lane, open, lays it up and in. So Richie now has 11 points in the basketball game, and the Cavemen come back looking for some offense here. Quickly, DeShane right-hand side. Little head fake drives the free throw line. Hooks one down low to Rosetta. Rosetta puts one up. It's in, and the whistle stops the action. Basket is good. And this foul called on, I believe, Richie. Richie will pick up his third. And going to the free throw line, Jordan Rosetta. Already with 20 points in the basketball game and has a chance to get one more here. Shot is up and good. 5 of 7 from the free throw line. Long pass down right-hand side. Ball comes right back out front to Tanaka. Tanaka tries to get by Traylor. Can't do it. Ball right-hand side. Bounce pass down low. Shot is up and in and out. Won't go for the Panthers. Ball out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass basketball. Came out off defer. 4:26 on the clock. It's 53-44. As good, as big a crowd as I've seen here in the South Gymnasium in a long time. DeShane slides down the right-hand side. End of the forecourt for Grants Pass. Right now down by 9. Little head fake. Drives to the right-hand side. Gets in the paint. Kicks it right-hand side in the corner to Connolly. Finally comes out to the wing, left-hand side, then out front. Still moving with the basketball as the Cavemen go into a shuffle. Connolly tries to drive and away from the basketball. A whistle stops. Foul called on number 11. That'll be Richie. So Richie will pick up his fourth of the basketball game. He comes out of the game with his fourth foul. Substitution already made. Into the backcourt, the ball comes in to DeShane. DeShane across the timeline quickly, slides to the right-hand side. Rosetta posted high, then drops down low. DeShane tries to drive, looking for a way to get it to him. To Hart in the corner for 3, hits the iron and high in the air, and it won't go. Rebound kept alive, and finally into the hands of Tanaki. Puts the ball on the floor and tries to drive by Traylor all the way down the floor. Traylor stops him at the timeline, and foul called on... This is on Traylor. They say that is the third on Traylor. The knock you make the inbounds play for the Panthers. Slides down right-hand side to a D, then the defer. Defer to the free throw line. It's got room. Shot is up and good. So defer gets his third field goal. He's got 7 in the basketball game. I think we've got timeout on the floor. A look at the scoreboard, 3:36 to play. It's 55-44. Grants Pass down by 11. We'll be back with more right after this 1-minute Caveman timeout.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our Bacon Bacon Cheddar Special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life. Flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Both teams coming back onto the floor as we speak. 3:36 left in this one. And the Cavemen find themselves in a hole 11 points deep. It'll be Caveman basketball when play is resumed. Cuddly will make the play. He's got DeShane in the backcourt with him. So at the far end of the floor, the ball comes in to DeShane. Lets it roll a minute. Picks it up. Slides down the right-hand sideline. Into the forecourt, right-hand side. Looks down below. Comes to the free throw line. Right-hand side to the corner of the trailer to Rosetta. Ball slapped away from Rosetta. Picked up quickly by Von Zahl. Down right-hand side, they give the ball to Johnson, then left-hand side to Danaki. Looks, slides down a step, then right back out front, trying to get by Hart's defense. Does, kicks the ball down low to defer, back out to Johnson, top of the key. Right-hand side to Danaki. Danaki head fakes, it drives, bounce pass inside. That one slapped away out of bounds by Traylor for Grant's pass. It'll be Panthers ball inbounds from the end line. Their end of the floor once again, 3 minutes to play. 55-44, Grant's pass still down by 11. Inbounds play comes right-hand side to Danaki, then down low to Johnson, working against Rosetta. Shoots over Rosetta, off, no good. Rebound falls into the hands of Conley. Long pass down right-hand side to Hart, and Hart catches up with it, tries to save it back inbounds, but he does to Van Zahl. Long pass down to Defer, left-hand side, then to Adi. He slows it down, comes right back out to Danaki between the circles. Right-hand side in the corner to Johnson, then on the wing, back out front to Danaki. Panthers moving the ball around, taking some time off the clock. Ball down low, then to Adi. Left-hand side to Von Zahl. Elevates from 15 feet. It's up and good. His third field goal of the night. He's got 6. And it's 57-44. Panthers. Ball right-hand side for Grant's pass. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Tanaki rebounds. Grant's pass being out-rebounded pretty significantly here tonight. And that's something that head coach was trying to fight against. Adi tried to get in the paint. Whistle called. A foul going to be called on Grant's pass. I think Rosetta. It is Rosetta. That'll be his fourth. With 2:14 to play. Hart comes out and McKittrick comes back in. And a D to make the inbounds play. Bounce pass out front to Van Zahl. Von Strahl. Gives it up to Dadaki. Left-hand side quickly to Richie. Richie surrounded by DeShane. Gives the ball right-hand side to Adi. Adi out front to Johnson. A loose basketball as he and Rosetta battle some more. Picked up, though, by Traylor. Lead pass up right-hand side to McKittrick. Elevates off glass. Won't go. Rebound into the hands quickly of Johnson. Gives it right back to Dadaki. Over left-hand side to Richie. Richie left front court surrounded by McKittrick. Grantspass tries for the steal. Ball comes down right low, then kicks it back out to Adi. Adi, right front court, being surrounded by Rosetta. Gets by him, lays one up. That is good. So Adi is just cat quick and great hands. Got 5 points in the basketball game tonight. Handled the ball a lot. 59-44. Grantspass trails, shoots, and off. No good. Grantspass just can't buy a basket tonight. Rebound pulled down by number 11, Richie, in the backcourt. Again, the ball comes up to Johnson. Johnson through traffic, left-hand side, goes to Van Zahl. Back out front to Adi. Left-hand side to number one, Tanaki. Back out to Adi. Coming up the last minute to play as the Panthers content to just throw the ball around right now. Ball left-hand side to Tanaki on the wing. Looks, Adi has the ball, gets in the paint. Fakes one way, kicks the ball out front to Tanaki. Between the circles, tries to drive. Takes a step up, floats one up from right hand side. No good. Rebound to Rosetta. And Jordan puts the ball on the floor himself. Heads down the floor, looking for some offense. Shoots the three from about 24 feet out. Off, no good. Rebound picked up by the Panthers again and draws some applause from the home fans. Richie into the forecourt, left-hand side. 30 seconds on the clock, running it down. Ball left-hand side in the hands of Tanaki. Along the baseline, elevates and then stuffs one home. 13 points for the young man. 18 seconds on the clock. Deshane, right-hand side, shoots the three and nails the three. About 16 points for Deshane. 5-4-3-2 as the ball comes down. That's the ball game, ladies and gentlemen. 61-47, the final score. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks after this two-minute caveman timeout.
The 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford is here. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either location, and we'll install new wiper blades valued up to $35. Thank you, Grocery Outlet and Sherm's Food for Less. And this week, we have Midland Empire Insurance matching donations up to $500. It was a hard year for a lot of people, but together, we can make a difference. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here. Grants Pass loses to the Panthers of South Medford, 61-47, the final score. Grants Pass trailed by four at the end of the first period, 18-14. Tied the second period. Everybody scored 11 points there, but still trailed by four, 29-25. Grants Pass lost by two in the third period, 16-14. They trailed by six, 45-39, and lost 16-8 in the fourth period when the Panthers really unleashed that fast break. So that's the way that happened. Individual numbers not yet. The scoring for the South Medford Panthers, 26 field goals, 3 3-pointers, 6 of 7 from the free throw line. That's about 75% for Grants Pass. We had 16 field goals, 1 3-pointer. We're 14 of 19 from the free throw line. Whistled for 11 fouls. And that's 73% from the free throw line. We'll run down the individual numbers, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman, right after this word from those good friends.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back. Some more numbers here. First of all, in rebounds, Grants Pass out-rebounded 32-23. So that's fairly significant. In terms of turnovers, Grants Pass committed 17 turnovers compared to just 12 for the Panthers, and that's a large portion of where all of those points came from. So individual numbers, first of all, for the South Panthers. Jed Johnson had 6 field goals, 12 points, and a single foul. Cole Adee, although we said his name all night long, just had 5 points on a 2-2s and 1-for-2 shooting from the free throw line and a single foul. Isaac Tanaki had 5 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, 13 points and 4 fouls. Landon DeFerp had 7 points on a 3 and 2 twos. A single foul whistled against that young man also. Quentin Ritchie had 4 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, 11 points and 4 fouls. Joey Clevenger, 3 field goals, 1-for-1 at the free throw line. Hope that man's all right. He didn't see him since the first quarter when he went down hard on the floor. He had 7 points. And Jake Von Sproul had 3 field goals, 6 points, and 3 fouls. Let me see. Pacheco had a single foul called against him. And, okay, we got Richie. All right, those are the numbers for the Panthers. Let's run down the Grants Pass Caveman scoring right now. Grady McKittrick, well, Weston Berg got some minutes tonight. Did not figure into my scoring line. Let me see here. Berg was whistled for 1 foul. Grady McKittrick, 1 field goal, 2 points, and a single foul. Tim Hart, 1 field goal, 2 points. 1 field goal, 1-for-2 at the free throw line, 3 points, and no fouls. James Traylor didn't get a field goal, missed a free throw, no points, and was whistled for 3 infractions tonight. Zach Deshane, 5 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 16 points for Zach, and 2 fouls. Jordan Connolly, or Kingston Connolly, 1 field goal, 3-for-4 from the free throw line, 5 points and a single foul. Leading scorer tonight for the basketball game, Jordan Rosetta with 8 field goals and 5 of 7 shooting from the free throw line. The individual numbers, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman, a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll talk about the player of the game after this 1 minute Cape Man timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Tonight's Player of the Game is brought to you by our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, right there next to C. Casa Flores on F Street. And let's talk a little bit about the Player of the Game right now for the Grants Pass Caveman. I don't think there's any question about it in terms of rebounding and scoring. Just has to be one man with 21 points right now on 8 field goals, 5 of 7 shooting from the free throw line. That's 21 points, lots of rebounds. Jordan Rosetta, lots of bumps around on the inside also. So tip of the hat to Jordan Rosetta, our Valvoline player of the game. We'll wrap things up after this 1 minute Cape Van timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. A word about the next game. Grants Pass stays on the road next Friday night. We'll be coming to you live from Eugene High School, Sheldon High School, where we take on the Irish. Game time is scheduled for about 6:45. Once again, that is tentative, depending on the games prior to the varsity contest. So that's where we stand right now. Right now, for Aaron Stone, Snapping Radio Control, executive producer is Brian Diotti. I'm Chuck Benson, reminding you the final score tonight. The Panthers of South Bedford High School, 61. The Grants Pass Cavemen, 47. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.